Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has come out strongly against US plans to site a radar base in the Czech Republic as part of a broader missile defence system in Europe. In an interview for public broadcaster Czech TV on Monday, the former Soviet leader questioned whether the system was really being planned to defend against rogue states like Iran, or whether, on the contrary, it was aimed against Russia and China. His views contrasted with those of the former Czech president, Václav Havel, who appeared on the same show. He defended the project, calling it a first chance for the Czech Republic to accommodate its ally, the US. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Two legendary political figures, two opposing views on missile defense. On Monday, Mikhail Gorbachev and Václav Havel both addressed the issue in separate interviews for Czech TV. Not surprisingly, Mr. Gorbachev came out against, making clear just how sensitive an issue missile defense is for Russians. "You believe the system will be used against Iran?" the former Soviet leader asked. "The whole system is aimed against Russia and China." His words echoed many months of criticism by the Kremlin, which has so far failed to see eye to eye on the matter with the U.S. A little earlier, I spoke to Oldřich Bureš, a specialist on Russia at Charles University.
I was a bit surprised with what Mr. Gorbachev has to say. Not that he is against the US anti-missile system, but the sharpness of his critique and the arguments he has used, especially treating the system as offensive, and also just neglecting the technical issues. Otherwise, I think it's in line with the Russian foreign policy, where I can't remember a high-ranking, either current or former Russian official speaking in favor, or at least not opposing this project.
It is difficult to gauge why Mr. Gorbachev reacted as strongly as he did, although the reason could lie in the past. Once again, Oldřich Bureš.
But basically the whole project started under his watch when he was still the president or the chief of the former Soviet Union, and Ronald Reagan came with the Star Defense Initiative. So maybe that's still some residual, something from the past that's still haunting him.
On Monday, Mr. Gorbachev stated repeatedly the U.S. system was aimed against Russia, although by definition, the system is one of prevention. Meanwhile, former Czech President Václav Havel took note of Mr. Gorbachev's words, but said that the Czech Republic should accommodate the U.S. He also emphasized that whether or not a U.S. base would be stationed in the Czech Republic would not be Russia's decision. In his words, at times Russia seemed to forget where its borders began and ended, thinking that what belonged to it once belonged to it still. Most Czechs, polls suggest, are still opposed to a U.S. radar base being stationed on Czech territory, but that hasn't stopped the Czech government from going ahead with the project. Representatives are now in final negotiations, and talks with the U.S. are expected to wrap up soon. According to many analysts, both here and abroad, Russia may react in anger, but there's little it can do to prevent the radar from becoming a reality if the two states strike a deal.
Now, from the world stage onto the theatrical.